Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. How are you today? It is kind of gloomy and raining here in Seattle, Washington, but you know what? We don't let that stop us up here. We can't, because, you know, we're known for rain. So we just can't let that stop the show. Tonight, Black Stacks, my people, they're doing an amazing show down at the Jewel Box Rendezvous. So if you're in Seattle, Washington, be sure to get there. The doors open at 10 p.m. My daughter's working the door, so say hello to her. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to be there because I am working. So come out and support Black Stacks and represent me in my absence. You know, let's see, what direction do I want to go and start out this show today? You know what? This young lady has a brand new, spanking new video out right now. So why don't I play the track to her new video? This is Julie Dexter with her track called New Again. It is also the title track to her CD, and she's got a beautiful, beautiful video out that you should go and YouTube. So New Again by Julie Dexter.
Thank you.
Today's Flavor Coffee House online radio style is Julie Dexter with her title track to her new CD, New Again. Again, as I mentioned at the top of the show, she's got a brand new, spanking new video to this particular track. So you know what? I know I mentioned go over to YouTube. I'll make it easy for you. Just go over to flavornews.com, hit the Flavor News Cooperative page, and then hit Puzzle Marketing and Media, and you can see Julie's new video on that particular page. She's represented by Puzzle Marketing and Media. I have a special, special guest stepping on the leopard carpet with me come this Tuesday. It's actually the very first spoken word artist that I'm going to have. I mean, she does much more than that, but she's very, very powerful when it comes to her spoken word. And you know what? I think I'm going to play a piece by her. Her name is Neo Soldier, and I'm going to play Color.
Designed me with brushstrokes long and brushstrokes short, redefined me, limb stroke amber and queenly breast kiss with hues mahogany and ripe. Again and again he dipped his brush inside with strokes hard and strokes soft, caressed hips with melon deep to the core, finding their center, brush stroke shades, reds passion, gold hints of desire, silver streaks of sensuality, again and again.
Touching my saffron skin.
Brushstrokes determined and brushstrokes deliberate, swirled deep into my colors again and again. My colors once his colors, now brush mingle to create our colors. Sure and fast until my body explodes with colors in this art of making love, and his colors dip and swirl and blend and glide until our colors become saffron and hued with mahoganies and burgundies, and the sensuality of us masterpiece completed. He created me beautiful.
I cannot wait for Neo Soldier to come on the show Tuesday. I'm just really, really excited. That was her piece called Color. So make sure that you tune in Tuesday, 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I know it's going to be a treat. So how are you? How are you? I hope that somebody wants to call in and spend some time with me on the show. You are definitely more than welcome to. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. If you've got a product to promote, I definitely welcome you to call in, because I think this is a great opportunity to practice and promote yourself to the listeners of Flava News Radio. We've got quite a few people that come back and check out the archives. The archives numbers are growing continuously, and I know I've got a very, very large international following. So this is a perfect time, to promote yourself to people around the world. That's the beautiful thing about Blog Talk Radio, is that it not only reaches the regions that we're in. I'm in Seattle, Washington, but it goes across the United States and around the globe. Well, let's see. What direction do I want to go music-wise? You know what? I think I'm going to play another track by an artist that actually comes out of the puzzle marketing and media camp. The funny thing is when I saw Julie Dexter's video, he is actually the male actor in this video. I'm going to play his new video, and I love this song. I love this artist. He's an amazing, amazing talent, but you know what? He's a very, very kind man. His name is Winston Warrior, and I'm going to play Keep Moving.
Take the sky. Don't stop. Hey, hey, what? up, telling me that growing up meant that I would have to give up my dreams. Now I know the opposite is true, 'cause the road ahead of you could be much more.
With his track called Keep Moving, and he also has a video to this particular track. You can find out more about some of the artists through Puzzle Marketing Media by just going over to my website. I've got a page up for Hassan Brown, who is the publicist for the first three artists that you actually heard on my show today, Julie Dexter, Neo Soldier, and Winston Warrior. And again, Winston Warrior is the male actor in Julie Dexter's brand new CD for New Again. I want to take you in a totally different direction. I know that those of you that follow me here on Flavor News Radio, you know, you've known over the last few years, I kind of struggle when it comes to hip-hop sometimes, you know, from the words and topics to, you know, even just the production of the tracks, you know, and I really, really have a value and appreciation for those that I just sit back and I watch, and I personally feel is doing it really, really well. I think this young lady is amazing. I think she's one of the baddest female MCs out there, on top of the fact that she can sing. So I want to play a piece. This is also a video. I'm on kind of on this roll with the video thing, huh? This is also a video. This is BK with her piece Hardest, which features Nappy Roots.
BK, what up? Yeah, yeah. Nappy.
Went platinum with this rap a few years ago. Went some places in this world we don't usually go. I learned some valuable lessons we don't usually know. I seen some ups and downs, but life's beautiful. I learned nothing is promised before you leave for faith. The only thing I can promise is that I'm keeping faith. And many people wanna see you fall on your face. You gotta leave them behind, 'cause they running the place. Fame comes and goes without leaving a trace. You gotta do it for love, 'cause it's never replaced. Write your name on the heart, it's never erased. And get your piece of the pie and to savor the taste. See, when you come from a lower class income, education is scarce, kinda hard to prepare. But who are you to say that life ain't fair? I make a living putting words to a kick in the snare, and I promise
I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there.
Right there.
This is nothing, wanting something is still the hardest part.
Still the hardest part.
I ain't leaving, have no fear. Just believe that I'll be right here.
Right.
The top of the heap, but will I fall down? Touching these peeps is all I know now. Who is serious? Who gon' take the distance? If the hustle isn't there, then how the heart gon' make a difference? Come with precision, decisions with intuition. With every note I've been given, I balance it out with wisdom. I'll listen for just a minute before I go back to winning. I'm using all that I got to follow after this vision. If you can hear me, let me know, show me support. True musicians know the way to the door. Fans control the core. I write with spirit, the evidence is revealing. Appealing is just an understatement to what I get to. Feeling. If you believe in, just smile and keep the meaning alive. The music's better when you reach from inside and try to relate. Great hope settles and waits, 'cause I'ma own it when I get to the gate. I'm coming.
I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there.
Right there.
This is nothing, wanting something is still the hardest part.
Still the hardest part.
I ain't leaving, have no fear. Just believe that I'll be right here.
Right.
Say
the grind don't stop. 24/7, the hustle in me keeps me off the bottom rock. Between a hard spot, I parallel park the cat and drop. Like it's nothing, any situation, brush it off. Practice makes perfection. This verse is my reflection. Looking in the mirror at myself, I have a few suggestions. Give it all you got and never let them see you quit. Suck it up, your time is now, but only if you believe in it. Speak it to existence, the path of least resistance. The fame will get you, but the cash you chase can leave you friendless. And I'm a witness, without the first 48, people come and go throughout your life, but it's all what you make of the situation. Each is different time and place, rhyme and reason like the seasons been across all 50 states. Except for two, what's good for me ain't best for you. Do yourself and some wise friends, it's best to choose.
I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there.
Right there.
This is nothing, wanting something is still the hardest part.
Still the hardest part.
I ain't leaving, have no fear. Just believe that I'll be right here.
Be right here.
I am hoping, but never knowing, it's still the hardest part.
Still the hardest part.
I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there.
Right there.
This is nothing, wanting something, it's still the hardest part.
Still the hardest part.
I ain't leaving, have no fear. Just believe that I'll be right here.
Right.
That was BK out of California with her track called Hardest. You can also find that on YouTube. You know what? Go check her out at bksway.com. You can find out more about her. You can find out about her brand new CD, which The Hardest is on, which is called Let My Music Speak. She's an amazing, amazing young lady. I am so impressed with her, and I've learned things from her. She's very, very thoughtful. She's done her research. She's done her work when it comes to this industry. Originally was up here in Seattle, Washington, and moved down to California, and she's doing some things. Very, very smart young lady. So big ups to BK. I'm sorry, I missed a caller while that particular track was playing. So caller, if you want to call back, please feel free to do so. Otherwise, I just keep playing music. So if you can just be patient until the track is done, if you call in to raise your hand, I definitely will get to you. So if there's anybody that wants to call in, you got something to promote, I would love to hear from you. And you know what? I would really love to hear from some authors. You know, I started out in this business as being Lady Flava and being the artist cheerleader and all of that as a book reviewer, you know. So that's how I was kind of started, you know, at my coffee shop here in Seattle, Washington, to then becoming a book reviewer, and that's kind of how I got started in showing my support to artists. So I would love to hear from some authors that got a book that they want people to check out. So, again, the call-in number is 347-857-1189. Otherwise, you know how I do it on Flava Coffee House and Flava News Radio. I'm just going to scroll down my list, and it's getting larger and bigger and humongous and all of that. You know, I mean, it's like, wow, it's really, really growing. What direction do I want to go? You know what? I am going to play a piece by an artist. He's one of the artists that I kind of first got connected to when I started doing Flava News Radio 2 years ago. He's an amazing, amazing pianist out of Italy, Rome, Italy. This is Antonio Ferraro, and I'm going to play his piece Inside.
Thank you.
All right, that was Antonio Ferrato out of Italy with his piece Inside off of his new CD, which is called Domi. Let me bring the caller in before I lose them again. Caller from the 352 area code, thank you so much for your patience and welcome to Flavor Coffee House.
John, I don't think I might have picked the wrong radio show. I don't know. I can't figure it out. It's a wonderful show, don't get me wrong, but good.
What show did you think you were calling into?
Well, I don't know. I thought that was elevator music, and I farted in it, and I was thinking to myself, good, what the hell have I got myself into?
Ah.
Oh, and the flavor of coffee. Come on now. You folks can cheer up a little bit. Good, buddy. Flavor News Radio, God bless you. Do you ever joke and laugh around or anything, or do I have to hold a gun to my head before I blow my brains out?
Oh, darling, I guess this isn't the show for you, is it?
Well, I don't know. Is Governor Scott here?
Okay, so I'm really not sure what that was all about, so I don't think that was the show. I don't think this show is for him. So, anyway, so how are you, everybody? I'm sitting here drinking some pomegranate coffee, not coffee, tea. And you know what? It's become my favorite. I really, really love the smell of it the first time that I made it yesterday. So I brought it with me here to work and just really, really love this. It's a great flavor to sit here and, you know, drink on this gloomy afternoon here in Seattle and, you know, play some music for you and open up the phone lines. And hopefully anybody who calls in, this is the show for them to call in to. So if you want to call in, the call-in number is 347-857-1189. I'm going to scroll down this list. You know, I am excited. It is just like countdown time till Monica Monet comes to Seattle, Washington. And you know, one of the things I've kind of had conversations with people online, you know, over the phone, you know, lately is, you know, how we get connected online and how we develop relationships and all of that. And, you know, I connected with Monica, you know, actually off of hearing her on a different blog talk radio show and was just, you know, thrilled. I had to reach out and say, you know, I want to play your music on my radio station. And here it is a little over a year later, and she's coming to Seattle, Washington, and we're doing a mini tour with her, and I'm so very, very excited. So if you are in Seattle, Washington, Monica Monet will be here performing the first night. We're going to be doing a listening party at Twilight Martini Lounge, and then so that's going to be the 22nd. Then on the 24th, she's going to be performing an acoustic set at Lucid Jazz Lounge with a trio, the Tony Lewis Trio. And then the last night of her tour, she's going to be performing at a place called 88 Keys with Black Stacks, Delton Sun, Sister Love, and Speakeasy Unplugged, and with a special guest, Blue Mitchell out of California. He's going to be coming up from California. And the amazing, infamous Sleepy is going to be DJing for us. So if you're in Seattle, please, you know, come out and support this particular event. And, you know, we're working on details for Julie Dexter that you heard earlier in the show. She's going to be coming out to Seattle, Washington to perform, doing something very similar to Monica Monet. So stay tuned. Flavor News is getting into the business of doing mini tours out here in the Pacific Northwest and actually going to be taking some to other states. Let me bring my dear friend in. He might be able to save me. All right, Stephen, how are you, my friend?
Hey, hey, hey. What's up?
I'm so glad you raised your hand. You had to save me from that last caller.
Hey, you could tell you must be getting popular because you're starting to get nutcase calls and stuff. So
I know. Isn't that interesting? Like,
yeah.
How does that happen? I never got, like, crank calls before. All of a sudden,
hey.
Now I'm having, you know, yeah, okay.
You must be getting out there, girl. Shoot.
Something's happening. I guess that's the other thing about, you know, blog talk radios. There are people that are surfing around that just don't have anything better to do.
Well,
and,
yeah, and
you know,
when you get noticed by the good ones and the bad ones too. So, you know, it's just part of the game. I have to forward you some of the emails I've gotten over the years. It's like,
yeah,
wow, okay.
I know it. Yeah, I mean, well, you and I were talking earlier, Stephen, about, you know, like connecting with people online, and it's kind of interesting, you know, how that all like kind of transpires, don't you think? I mean, even like with you and I, you know, we got connected here on Blog Talk Radio through All Media Artists, you know, and you know, and now, you know, you're somebody who I highly, highly respect, you know, as a man and as an artist and a producer. So, you know, I'm very grateful, you know, for this way that we can reach out, you know, across the internet waves and phone waves around the world and get connected. Just like Antonio Ferraro, you know, I connect with him on Skype, you know, a lot.
Right.
Out of Italy, you know, and, you know, just like you were featured earlier today on Blog Talk Radio with a host out of Italy, so.
Yeah, the world is getting a lot smaller, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
So what you got going on?
Oh, not much. Just finished talking to a friend of mine. He's a, he's been in the engineering and producing side of the business for, oh, I don't know, probably about somewhere in the neighborhood 10, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be connecting with him so he can give me some tips and pointers about, you know, the mixing and mastering and all that kind of stuff like that. It's always good to make connections like that. Just just ran into the guy by accident at work. He was working as a contractor for Xerox.
Mm-hmm.
And after I talked to him, it was like he's got his own studio here in Kansas City, and he's worked with some big names in the business. He's worked with the late great Whitney Houston. He's worked with Anita Baker. Chaka Khan, he's done some stuff for all those guys. And, you know, I told him what I was trying to do, and he said, well, come by, I'll, you know, show you a little bit of stuff here and there. And I said,
oh, that's
okay.
Very cool. You know, isn't that interesting that you just never know who you might connect with? You know, and
exactly.
Just out of a simple conversation with a contractor coming into your job has nothing to do with music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get connected that way. And so, you know what, I think that's also, you know, another point that I can just touch on. You know, if you're an artist, I think you, at some point in a conversation you might bring that up because you just never know, you know, who might show an interest in the fact that you're an artist, you know, and say, hey, where can I experience you at, or where can I hear you at, or whatever, you know. And so that's very cool, Stephen. So, you know, your biggest cheerleader is in the chat room, you know, Miss Ruby, you know, so she's saying, you know, SJF Music's got it going on. Much love with big heart.
What's up, Ruby? What's up, girl?
You know, and Ruby, we don't want to hear about your sunny day, you know, because it's raining here, and we're really ready for some warmer weather and for the sun. The sun here teases us. It comes out like one day, and then, you know, it
changes. That's Seattle. Mm-hmm.
It's crazy, Stephen. We had snow last week. One of the days last week, we had snow. I was walking my grandson to school in the snow. I was like, this is really not happening. We don't normally have snow in March.
Right. Yeah, I'm hip.
Oh.
And we've been having, here in Kansas City, we've been having some tremendous weather. I mean, it's been like in the 65, almost 70 degrees and sunny, and it's been very, very nice. Last year this time, we had snow up to our thighs and stuff. It was...
Wow.
Yeah, but it's been nice this winter, real nice.
Okay, very cool. Mm-hmm. So, you know, since I've got you on the phone, you know, why don't you mention this new CD that you just recently produced?
Oh, yeah, Between Dusk and Dawn. It's, I think it is probably, probably the most diverse project I've ever done, because it's got so many different types of artists on it that, that collaborated with this thing. And, I mean, we've got spoken word, we've got jazz, we've got neo-jazz, we've got R&B, we've got a little bit of everything on this piece. And it is... I mean, I hate to blow my own horn about it, but it's good. I mean, it came out very well once we got the logistics part of it down. And it was 9 different artists collaborating on this thing. And none of these people have, well, me and Paul have, but none of the other artists have ever met face-to-face. We've been scattered out all over the country. And it was all done via online and, you know, that type stuff like that. And, hey, if you guys want to check out some samples of it, you know, all you have to do is just go over to sjfmusic.com and you can hear, like, about minute and a half version of segments of each piece on the CD. And it's definitely worth going over, at least taking a look at, because it's a very quality piece, some very talented people stepped all over this thing, and I am so proud of those guys. I don't know what to do, because they really kind of, they really showed their talents on this piece. They really did.
Well, I personally, you know, and I should do a review on it, because I personally think it's a beautiful CD. And, you know, I would really, really recommend anybody who does, you know, purchase it. It would be great for you to just write your thoughts. You know, you can send it to Stephen, you know, through the website, you know, or whatever, because I think it would be great, you know, for the artists who are on this project to just hear what people are thinking about it. Because it is a beautiful CD. It is well done. And one of the things that I was thinking about today about Between Dusk and Dawn is that it's something that I know I personally will be able to experience and appreciate, you know, years from now. I think that there is music that is created for the moment. I just do. You know how, Stephen, like there's like disco music or something, you know,
right.
Like,
yeah.
There's an era, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And then, okay, maybe you think about Saturday Night Fever or whatever, and you smile or whatever, you know, about certain tracks that you remember from that time frame or whatever, but it's not necessarily music you're going to throw in your car to listen to as you're driving down the street. But something like Between Dusk and Dawn is something that I know I can, you know, put into the car. Well, that's if I ever get back into a car, you know, and mm-hmm. listen to, you know, just listening to as I do on a regular basis, just at home, you know, as I'm watching my grandkids or as I'm, you know, working or as I just want to relax. There's multiple times that I actually put this particular music on for myself. So,
right.
Congratulations, because I think you've done a great job on it.
Well, thank you very much. And a lot of people have told me basically the same thing, is that, and I think it's because of the diversity of the project itself. It's got so many different styles on it that people have told me that this is going to be something that they can listen to, you know, off and on over their whole lifespan almost. And I've had people tell me that it's they'll pop it in when they're, you know, taking a long drive or when they want to sit down. And I've had a couple of writers that got it and said that it's perfect music for background for them to write with. I've had people tell me they clean house with it and, you know, all kind of stuff like
uh-huh.
that. It's just,
uh-huh.
it's nothing that people are going to listen to and say, oh, okay, yeah, that's a number one hit. And because with number one hits, they come and then they go. But this one, the impression I get from what people are telling me is that it has staying power. And that's what we were looking for. We weren't looking to be a flash in the pan. We were looking for the long haul, and I think we hit the mark on this one.
I agree. You know, and I guess I'm kind of privy or whatever. I am just kind of curious to see how it takes off, you know. I just, because I think it is well done. You know, I think the talents that you collaborated with have their own unique styles. There's nobody that's the same, not personality-wise and not, you know, creatively. You know, they're not the same. And so,
right.
You know, I look forward to just kind of watching this whole process. I know last week on the Coffee House, everybody called in, you know, well, almost everybody from the SJF music team called in to, you know, share their thoughts about this particular CD and why they think people should buy it, you know, which is wonderful. And I think that that's something that all artists, you know, need to find their way to market and get comfortable with, about talking about their product or projects. I think
right,
that's
exactly.
Another step is it's one thing to create, then it's, you know, all about figuring out how to market, and there's so many different ways to market it, you know.
Right.
But I think another thing is, you know, as you and I are just talking right now, I think you have to be really comfortable in talking about it, you know, and I don't think a lot of times artists, in general conversation when they meet somebody, even bring up the fact that they're an artist, you know, or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And so
you have to get used to that.
Yeah.
You know, you have to get used to being able to talk about yourself. In fact, just yesterday, I had to call my bank because there was some kind of charge on my account that I didn't know what the heck it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to the lady on the phone. And I heard her, you know, she said, hold on for just a second. She was typing stuff in the computer and everything. And I just asked her, I said, do you like jazz? And she said, oh, yeah, I love jazz. And then I gave her my website address and everything. Tell her, if you like it, you know, go over there, check it out and see what we're doing. And, you know, just bring it up in casual conversation. I mean, what's the worst that can happen?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. I know, I did one day, I don't know how safe this was to do this. It might have not been safe, but I took a taxi home one day from an event.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was just the nicest guy, you know. I mean, he really was a great guy, you know, to have to interact with on the drive home, which wasn't too far. But, you know, he asked what I was doing, and I told him, you know, I was out at an event or whatever and that I support artists. So he was, like, all interested, and he gave me names of artists he thought I should check out, and I gave him my website, you know, and told him to check me out or whatever if he wanted to and stuff. And, he never became a stalker or anything unless he was that caller that just called in. But
possibly.
But, you know, I mean, like you said, Stephen, you know, you just don't know who might actually stop and pay attention, you know, to what you're doing and stuff. So I was talking, you know, to somebody just the other day, you know, had nothing to do with the arts. And I'm like, you know what, I'm doing an event because I'm just so excited about Monica coming. I'm like, I'm doing an event and you really should come out to at least one of them, you know. I think you really, really, really would enjoy it, you know, and talked about what kind of music, because the tour is going to be very diverse, you know, from, you know, a martini lounge, you know, club setting to, you know, for the listening party to then, you know, Monica performing with a jazz trio, you know.
Sweet.
And then, you know, to then her performing with a more funk, you know, soul type band, you know, along, as you know, Black Stax is hip hop soul group, you know, Delton is also hip hop soul, and Blue is more R&B, you know, soul. So, you know, she's going to be performing with a variety type of artists and, you know, at a variety of venues, you know. So I'm like, but there's got to be, like, you know, we're hitting, like, kind of the mark where there's got to be something for everybody, in a sense, you know, that would love her style of music, you know, so.
Right. And it's...
Hey, now. How's it going?
What's up?
Hey, now.
I'm right here.
And it's a... I think it's a thing now where people are starting to look for more diversity now.
Well, and I think that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. It is. It
you
is.
Know, and I think that artists need to explore how they can diversify their listenership and diversify their potential fans and consumers.
Mm-hmm.
I sometimes do talk about, you know, this with artists, you know, whether it's, you know, publicly or privately, you know, do you think about who your art is going to reach? You know, can it cross over into different groups of people? And one of the things that I sell people on when it comes to the idea of coming to Seattle, we're very diverse up here.
Oh, yes.
You know,
yes.
I mean, we're like a melting pot. Not in the sense of like New York, of course. It's not busy and rushed like New York. But we're a melting pot. And you see something of every ethnic group, you know, up here, you know, in a sense blending in the same communities. Where I live right now, there's Caucasians, there are, you know, African Americans, there are Africans, there are Latinos, there's Asians, all in my community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there are businesses in my community that represent the different groups, which is also a beautiful thing. You know, so
yeah, that area up there, especially the music culture up there, is about the closest thing to a European audience that I've seen in the States, really.
Mm.
Because of the fact that it's so diverse and there's so many different tastes in music floating around that area. It's, if you're a musician and you want to try your stuff out, trust me, try it out in Seattle. If it'll work there, it'll probably work everywhere.
Well, you know, that's one of the things that Jason and I are working on, you know, is just figuring out, you know, how to diversify an artist that's interested in coming up here, you know, in the venues that we select to the artists that we select. And it's really interesting because majority of the artists that we are talking to about coming up and doing a mini tour between here, potentially Portland and Canada, you know, are interested in exploring, you know, different types of setups and artists, you know, to perform with, you know, on the same bill. So.
And, the different genres of music have gotten so blended now. I mean, it's to be able to say you're a specific kind of artist is almost déclassé anymore. I mean,
yeah.
It's, you know, some people say, yeah, my stuff is jazzy, but, and it is to a point, but it's a lot of, if you listen to some of my stuff, it's a lot of 70s funk in it. It's all blended together, and a lot of artists are going that way now. It's not just one particular style of music that they play in anymore. And that kind of goes back to the old days, you know, back when, because I remember back in the day, an artist would put out an album, and they would have one song on the album make the top 10 in the rock chart. Another song on the album would make the top 10 on the soul chart.
Sure.
And, you know, it's diversity that gets you in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, baby.
Well, you know, I mean, it does allow you to get in front of, you know, different listeners, you know, and I think that's something that you would want to. I think that if you create for one group of people, you limit yourself.
You limit yourself, definitely.
You know, you really do. Unless that's just what your goal is. If that's what your goal is, that's fine.
Yeah.
There's
nothing wrong with it.
No. But if you do want to grow and expand and open up the potential for more opportunities, I think you need to be able to create something that's more diverse, you know, that can step outside of that box that you might be normally, you know, comfortable in and take you somewhere else. So
don't be afraid to experiment.
Yeah.
You might come across something that really hits the spot, you know, and some of the greatest inventions we've had over the last 20 years will come over by accident.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, hey, experiment.
I watched that show. What's it called? Shark's Tank. I never remember when it's actually on, but I really like listening to these, you know, entrepreneurs try to sell these, you know, business people and millionaire, billionaires or whatever as to why they need to get involved with their product or their business. And I think it's so really, really interesting. And that also, I watch those type of shows too, Stephen, because it teaches me how people sell themselves. You know, because a lot of what it is that we do is about selling. You know, sell yourself to get people to pay attention to you and like you, or whether it's selling a product, you know.
Exactly. And selling yourself is probably one of the hardest things to do. I can build a wooden box and put some pretty stuff on it and all that and go out there and sell it and probably make, you know, a couple of dollars off of it real quick. But selling yourself, that's a hard job. But, you know, it can be done. It has been done, you know.
Yeah. Well,
you just have to come up with a way that works for you.
Right. And you know what? Okay, I'm glad you mentioned that. This is not something that we've really talked about in detail in a while. Branding. Branding is something really important in this game. You know, once you create your brand, and that's what people get used to, then they pay attention. You know, just like I was talking about, you know, I don't know if I talked about it on last week's show or whatever. You know, studies say that it takes 7 times for a person to even pay attention to an ad. Not to say that they're actually acknowledging everything on it and going to do something with what they see on that ad, but just recognizing that, I think maybe I saw this before, you know. And so the more that you put yourself out there and you get creative, but you're consistent with your creativity, that's in a sense creating your brand. Like with me, the silver hair is part of my brand, yet I'm not going to color my hair anyhow. But it is something that causes people to pay attention. So that if you've ever seen my picture online, the silver hair is going to be the biggest thing you're going to look at if you may see me out in person.
Right.
You know, to the next thing is going to be the fact that I love leopard print. You know, so you see me create my little cheesy flyers or whatever, you know, that have the leopard print on it. You know, you're not stepping on the red carpet with me. You're stepping on the leopard carpet with me, you know.
Right.
So, you know, like I've mentioned to you before, there are people who actually call me now or send me messages or send me pictures because they're like, Lady Flavo, you know, I saw this and it made me think of you. Or, you know, there are a couple people who have bought their babies' leopard outfits and take pictures of their babies and send it to me, you know, or whatever. And I love that, you know. So I think that's something that's important is for, you know, an artist to come up with what their brand is, you know, so that people will always remember you as an artist, will always think of this. It's an association. You know,
it's
a visual association, or maybe it's even a sound, because I think with you, Stephen, you have a certain sound, so that if you put on your music, you might know immediately that that's a Stephen Jerome Ferguson track, because you've kind of got a signature sound, as we call, you know, smooth, you know, or whatever. So I think that's something as an artist you should really, really think about. How can you brand yourself? You know, do you have a certain saying that people are always going to know that you're going to say? That's kind of a brand. You know,
if you have
a sound, if you have a look, you know, or whatever. It's just like, you know, I talked to the SJF music team and talked about the fact that the album cover is the brand of this particular project. So you always want to put the album cover out to associate, you know, anything when you're talking about the Between Dusk and Dawn, you know, put the album cover out so that it's...
And it's real easy because it's in front of you all the time. Every time you watch TV, you know, you see commercials. And let's say you see a commercial about McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are you going to see? You're going to see people eating. You're going to see something, this, that, and other. And then you're going to see those golden arches.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be in every commercial. The same thing with... any product you can name, is going to have some kind of signature piece with it in the advertisement.
Right.
And it's just it's all psychological, basically. I mean,
right.
The more you see it, the more you recognize it. The more you once you start recognizing it, then comes it becomes familiar to you. Next thing you know, it's part of the family.
Right.
You know, and you know, artists can do the exact same thing. They can do the exact same thing and just get it out there, get it out there, get it out there. It takes time. You know, sometimes you have to block off a hour a day or 30 minutes a day or, you know, 3 days a week, 2 days a week or something like that to just get your stuff out there. Boom, 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 just, you know, get it out there. And, you know, but it's a fine line there. You can't get it to the point where people say, man, I'm sick of looking at this. Or
you have to.
It has to be a little bit of subtlety with it.
Right.
And that's the key right there, is finding that balance between getting on my nerves and subtlety, and that way if it's subtle enough, then people will start recognizing it and paying attention to it, and like I said, sooner or later it'll be part of their life.
I think the other thing that you need to pay attention to is you know, for instance, okay, we'll use Facebook because you know that is the most popular social network right now.
Mm-hmm.
Be really conscious if you're an artist that you're finding friends that dig your type of art.
Right.
You know,
right.
Or there are people that potentially you can win over with your art. But if you're befriending people that aren't into your art style, that is so defeating the purpose.
That's wasting
your time. You
know,
I especially when you're talking about being an artist. Now, if it's just, you know, you personally and you just kind of dig, you know, connecting with all kinds of people, that's cool. You know, I mean, even on, you know, for me on Facebook, I've got all kinds of people and all kinds of genres of artists and art forms, you know, over there. But that works for somebody like me because I'm not stuck to a certain art style or art form or genre that I support, you know. But when it comes to an artist, you know, if you're a jazz artist, you want to make sure you're connecting with people who are fans of jazz. You don't want to, you know, bring a whole bunch of, you know, grunge fans over to your page because of the likeliness of them, you know, switching over and checking out jazz is not, you know, not that big, you know, so you need
right.
to be very selective too, you know, when you think about marketing and how you're going to be marketing yourself. I think the
exactly.
other thing too is that it's great to have a bunch of artist friends, but one thing to know is that artists generally do not buy the product of other artists because they got their own product that they're trying to hustle.
That's correct. You don't see anybody from IBM buying a Dell computer. I mean, it just don't happen. You have to know what you're in this for. If you're in it to try to make some money, then you have to come up with a plan where you first find out your target audience. You target your audience first, and then once you get them hooked, then you can maybe look at branching out a little bit and maybe trying to find some other people here and there that you may be able to swing over or may be able to dig what you're doing. But find your target, and there are a lot of tools online. I know a lot of independent artists are on Reverb Nation. And, Reverb has a lot of tools that could help you get your demographics and all that kind of stuff together where you could find out how many people in what particular age group, male, female, whatever, dig the kind of sound that you're putting out. And you target those people.
Right.
You know,
I love Reverb Nation because, I mean, I personally know a lot of people who are not artists that go over to Reverb Nation just to listen to art, you know, to listen to, you know, different music. Like if they like jazz, they explore all over the world. Because you can either go, you can check out the artists who are local, you know, in a genre.
Mm-hmm.
You can explore, you know, all over the world. And I do know a lot of people who, again, that are not artists that go over and check out Reverb Nation.
Right. And one thing that I've talked to a lot of artists, and they've just about all of them will say the same thing. Sometimes you can get discouraged real quick in this business. We'll go back to Facebook again. You could post stuff on Facebook all day long, and you may think nobody is paying attention to it because you go back and look at this. They're like maybe 10 people to hit the like button or something like that. And they say, oh, man, just 10 people, you know. But there's a lot of people that if you're putting something that's decent, you know, good quality, you know, it's got some feeling to it, some kind of emotion to it. It's not that regular cookie-cutter music that they hear on the radio every day that everybody's sick of. People do listen, and because I could tell you from experience, I have posted some songs on Facebook for people to listen to, and 6 months later, someone that I had even forgot was on my Facebook page would send me an email saying, you know, I really like that song, because you got a lot of people on Facebook, but contrary to popular belief, you know, there's a lot of people on there that are not on there every day. Some people just go there like once a week. Some people just go once a month. So
don't get discouraged
if you don't get 1,000 comments about the song that you put out there for people to listen to.
Well, okay? And
because some people just don't like leaving comments about stuff either. You know, they'll listen to it, but they won't say a word about it.
Well, one thing that I have to say that I learned this past year, especially in 2011, there are people who go onto the social networks just to watch what's going on and how people present themselves, and they never say anything.
Nope, they never will.
And if they by chance decide to reach out to you privately, which is usually always privately, they'll let you know, what they think about your online presence, because it happened to me several times in 2011.
It happened to me quite a bit too.
You know, and the blessing is that one of the things that the majority of the people said to me that did reach out to me that I didn't know were watching is that I was consistent, whether it was, you know, depending on the different social networks that they checked me out on, to, you know, listening to my radio shows, you know, or whatever. You know, they said that I was consistent in my personality and my online presence, and so they had a great respect for that. Because generally, if they reach out to you, they like what you're doing.
Right. And that's a very important point, is to be consistent. You know, I've got, I even got my old MySpace page all, you know, up and everything, but any place you go where I am, it's going to be about music. I don't care what site it is. I don't care if it's Black Planet. I don't care if it's Google Plus, wherever I am, it's going to be about the music. And that's one thing you have to look at. You have to be consistent everywhere you are, because you never, ever know. Because people, well, when Google became popular, those Google searches,
mm-hmm.
and the word Googleable, I still can't pronounce that right. You know,
that's my word.
Yeah, I know. You know, you put in somebody's name, and all these websites that you're on, like all these little, remember the Ning Network? The Ning,
mm-hmm.
It was, you know, all that stuff would come up on you.
Yeah.
And that's why people will go and look at each one of them just to see. So if you're a musician on one and on another one, you're just there, you know, shooting the breeze, whatever, kind of
sends a, you know, a different message about what you're trying to do.
Ooh, the other thing is, since you just said that, there have been some people that I know have gotten busted up lately for venting publicly about stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And,
yeah,
they've gotten into some just really, you know, in trouble, you know, in ways, you know. And so I think that you need to be mindful of what you post and how you might vent publicly, because, you know, that can be a turnoff to people too. The other thing too is when you create art, in a sense, make sure it correlates with how you really see life. Because
yes,
that's another thing that I have found out, is that people are creating art in a way where they think, you know, the public is going to accept and receive it, but then it comes out personally, they do something so very opposite than what they create, if that makes
sense.
Right,
yeah. Ask Vanilla Ice about that. You know, don't, if, even if you're in it to make money, okay, don't go out there trying to be a gangster rapper when the only place you've lived is in the suburbs all your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be true to yourself. You know, don't, you know, for lack of a better word or phrase, don't fake the funk, because
right,
you will be found out sooner or later. And just be, I mean, be yourself. It's a whole lot easier being yourself than somebody else anyway.
Exactly.
So, and there's 6 billion people on this planet. Be yourself. There's a real good chance that there's at least, hell, 800,000-900,000 people out there just like you.
Right.
That will dig what you're doing. So.
Exactly. And I another thing that I would say is, like, if you believe in a certain, I mean, if you post out there that you really believe in a cause, Don't believe in that. Don't post out there and represent that you believe in a cause to help bring, you know, notice to who you are as an artist.
Mm.
I think that's just kind of jacked up too. If you post out there that you believe in a cause, really believe in it, because
yeah,
I think that you as an artist can be very influential in supporting something that you believe in. For instance, you know, there are several artists out there that are creating videos and this and that in regards to the homeless.
Right.
There are several artists out there creating something around domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if it's something that you really believe in, don't just create a song or a video. You know, actually show that you're doing the work. Because when you show that you're doing the work, a lot of times you can actually get an organization behind you to support you.
Oh, exactly.
You know,
yeah.
You know, you, if you are against domestic violence, for instance, and you create a video or a song that supports the fact that, you know, how, you know, no one deserves to be abused or whatever, you know, however you go about it, then you can reach out to organizations like who I used to work for, New Beginnings for Battered Women and Their Children. You know, you can reach out to the National Domestic Violence, you know, Agency and all of that to see about getting support and sponsorship from those agencies and do the work. You know, think about doing a show, you know, for an agency in your community, and, you know, get out there and maybe spend some time with some of the women and children or people, because abuse is not just against women. It's not just against children. I mean, abuse can affect all kinds of people. So that's the other thing that I would say about that too. Also kind of do your research on the subject that you talk about. You know, I know specifically, okay, I don't know factual. I've just heard rumors and stories. that, you know, there's an artist who created something in regards to domestic violence who actually is tends to show a side that would be considered abusive.
Right. Yeah, I understand. I've heard some rumors about a lot of things like that, about how artists would start these organizations and for, you know, some cause or something and know absolutely nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so cheap. I mean,
yeah.
That's just not right. And it all goes back to what we were talking about earlier. You know, just be yourself. Be real. You know, I know everybody's trying to find any kind of way to get a heads up or, you know, an edge or whatever. But if it involves something that you're just not into, then there's plenty of other things to do to be able to get that heads up, you know.
Definitely.
Let's use a little creativity and a little imagination, and you'll come up with something. But just keep it real, please.
So it just, you know, I guess, you know, kind of talking on this subject, it's also part of your brand. You know, it's part of how you represent out there and what you tie yourself to and what you will allow to tie yourself, you know, to be tied to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so... You know, those are all kinds of things to think about, you know, as you step into the arena of being an artist.
Right.
Well, it's one thing to create, but even when you create and you choose to go public with your creativity, you open up the door for public opinion.
Exactly.
You know,
yes.
And when you do that, you know, you need to be able to take that. There are definitely going to be people in your world that are going to tell you you're amazing when you're not.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to pat you on the back and say, oh, my God, you're just so creative. You're this, that, and the other. Now, would those same people actually buy your art? That's another point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you create something, right? Now, are those people going to buy it? Or you could do an event, you know, somewhere, are those people going to come out and support that event? There are a lot of people who say, you know, I hear it all the time, and I'm like, okay, I know that some of it comes down to a matter of taste. And that's true. There's a matter of taste. But I think that you can definitely tell when somebody is good or not, even if you don't like their style.
Right.
You can tell that it's
well
produced.
My experience with that kind of stuff, with the people, you know, telling me that, oh, you're this or you're that, you know, everything like that, you have to take it with a grain of salt. You know, you get good comments or you get bad ones. There are some people out there, and I'm not telling anybody anything that they don't know already.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people out there that will tell you that you're this and you're that, you're good, you're the best thing since sliced bread. And then when it comes up time for your concert, they'll be the first ones emailing you saying, oh, man, can I get a free ticket? I'd like to take me and my sister or be in my, or can I get a free CD or, you know, that kind of stuff like that. And they do that to try to get an in with you so that it's a lot easier for them to get that free stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you have to, you know, that's as part of being in this business. It's just one of the things you have to accept. There's nothing you can do to change it. It's just that you got to be smart enough to realize what's going on and you know, take it as it is. It's, you know, people give me a compliment, I'll say thank you very much, and you know, that's. And I am. I'm very grateful that they even took the time to sit down and listen.
Sure.
I had a young lady the other day email me and said that she went to the website and listened to every single song. And she gave me a kind of like a short synopsis on every, I mean, this was, God, if I'd have printed this thing out, it'd been three pages.
Mm.
But, you know, she listened, actually sat down and listened to every single track that I had on my website and gave me her opinion about each and every one of them. And that right there is, I mean, if you do that, you take the time to listen, I'm grateful for that.
Well,
know,
I mean, if somebody went to that extent, that's something big.
Exactly. That's huge.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because most times if you go to a website of a musician and they have, you know, four, five, six tracks on you know, for you to listen to or something, the average person will just listen to the first one, you know, and then get their impression from that. And,
yeah.
You know, this is a everything needs to be quick in this society right now. Everybody wants it fast, 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 so they only got time to listen to one song. But, yeah, this person went by and listened to every single last one of them, and I was impressed. I mean, it's like,
yeah,
wow,
very cool.
Well,
and especially then to turn around and give you feedback.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, again, you know, I mentioned this earlier, Stephen, when you had called in. I would encourage anybody that experiences somebody's art, you know, to, in a sense, write a review. You don't necessarily have to write a professional review that I might write. You know, but just, in a, you know, send your thoughts to the artist or even publicly post it somewhere, you know. And, you know, and especially if you like it, when you publicly post to where the item can be purchased, that just shows anybody who goes to that site that there are people paying attention, you know, and that there are people buying the product. I really love it when people write things on iTunes or CD Baby, Amazon.com, places like that, because that is one of the things that I'll notice is how many reviews have been done on a product.
Right.
You know, and so, but I think that's one thing that's a responsibility of the artist to educate their consumers that they can come back and share their thoughts, you know, on it. And,
exactly.
That's one thing I would encourage any artist to do is when you have that opportunity, you sell a product. If it's sold online, I would imagine there's a way that you can turn around and as you, you know, allow for the digital download or somebody places an order for a hard copy of your product, you know, to say, you know, I appreciate you, you know, purchasing the product, you know, and, you know, when you have a moment, could you come back and share your thoughts, you know, about it?
Yeah, good or bad, you know. It's,
exactly,
it's,
exactly.
You know, I don't mind at all if someone would just on my Facebook page, just go and put something up there and say, well, you know, it was okay, but, you know, it could have been better here, could have been better there. Good, bad, it doesn't matter to me because, first of all, I know that, and every artist should know, that the art that they create is not going to appeal to everybody.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, you have to accept that and learn to live with it and deal with it. You know, you may think it is the best song that has ever been written, but it's going to be some people out there that think it's a load of crap.
Right.
Okay, so, you know, that's the bottom line of it. So if you want to put something on my page that, you know, it doesn't matter to me. I mean, I want to hear what you think because I take the good with the good and I take the bad and try to get better.
Right.
You know?
Well, and sometimes, you know, sometimes you just have to weigh, you know, how you should receive a reaction to what you create.
Right.
You know, sometimes it is something that you should take to heart and pay attention to. And other times it's like Stephen just said, not everybody's going to dig what you do.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like with me. There are a lot of people who publicly say, oh, we love you, Lady Flava, this, that, and the other. But, you know, trust and believe, there are a lot of people who don't like me or my style.
Right.
Which is okay, too.
You know,
how I do things is not for everybody.
I'll give you a perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
The statue that Michelangelo did of David.
when Michelangelo first unveiled that statue, it was a complete uproar. I mean, people were like, how could you do something like this? This is terrible, blah, blah, blah. I mean, got all kind of bad, you know, well, at the time, wasn't press, but it's basically the same thing.
Right.
I mean, all kind of people just hated it. And, shoot, you can't, it's not enough money for you to buy it now.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So,
right.
It's, but all those people, they looked at it, they paid attention to it, you know, and that's basically what you want.
Well, isn't it interesting how the artists, so many of the legends, the historians in the arts, didn't get recognized until after they died.
Yeah, well, yeah, I understand that, and I'm not looking forward to that, but, you know, hey, my kids might be, but, you know. But it's just a matter of again, going back to just, you know, be yourself with your art. I mean,
yeah.
There's and if Michelangelo were alive today and created that statue today, because of the internet and, you know, the connectivity we all have, I guarantee you, if he'd have posted a picture of that statue on Facebook, he would get all kind of comments, but I bet you he would get a lot of comments. He would get a lot of positive comments as well.
Right.
You know, and that's just because it can reach more people, more different thought patterns and you know, frames of mind and everything. So,
right.
You know, be thankful we live in this time where we have that to use, and, hey, use it.
Definitely.
The internet is a good tool.
It is. And the one last point that I want to make, Stephen, and then I want to play a few more tracks before the show closes out, but I don't know how many artists really have a press kit. I know when it comes to, you know, like Reverb Nation and places like that, you can create an electronic press kit, you know, EPK, as we say, there. And I believe it costs a little bit of money, right, Stephen?
They have a free version.
Oh, they have a free version.
They also have one that you could do more stuff with it,
okay.
Where you have to pay like a minimum fee.
Right. But, you know, I would really, really suggest to all artists stepping out there and taking this serious. Now, if you're doing it for fun, you're a novice, or you're just doing it for fun and have no desire to really go anywhere with it, that's not so important. But if you're doing this to take it serious, I really would suggest that you do a press kit. You know, and if you don't know how to create a press kit, ask somebody that does. Or Google it.
Yeah,
you know,
Google it. They got all kind of free templates and everything for
yeah.
it. Yeah,
you know, and find out how you do it. And then, you know, you might explore, you know, how other artists are doing it. There's some really, really creative press kits that I've received. I will have to say that the first one that really stood out in my mind is one by a local hip-hop artist by the name of Swift Tongues. Creative. He took a picture. He put some of the writing and his information, his bio, on the side of a picture, like, for instance, like his body's on one side, and then the writing's on the other side, you know, or whatever. And that just so stands out for me. And just, you know, the font that was used, that stood out for me because it was creative. I mean, you can do the basic thing, you know, write your artist bio, have a, you know, 8x11 picture of yourself, you know, and put your fact sheet together. Now, I'm sure a lot of people don't even know what fact sheets are, you know, but it's your accomplishments as an artist.
Basically, it's your resume.
Yeah,
you know?
It is. And so I really suggest that artists really start keeping records of when you perform, where you perform, the month, date, and year, if you can do that, you know, to then, you know, when you created projects, what year and month it came out.
Exactly.
You know, even if you weren't the feature, you know, but you opened or you performed at a show, even if maybe you did, you know, a popular open mic or something, like in New York at the New Eureka or at the Sugar Bar.
anything.
Those are all things that you can put on your artist resume, which may also be called a fact sheet. Mm-hmm. You know, so those, keep things in a chronological order. If you have flyers, you know, from those events that show your picture or your name, you know, just keep copies of those.
Yes.
You know, because then that's kind of, in a sense, proof that you did those events, you know, in case somebody asks or wants to do a little bit more research on it. So, you know, think about that. Make sure that you have the capability of sending it out, whether it's by PDF file, you know, Word document or electronic, you know, press kit. I'm working, you know, with SonicBid, you know, for some artists, and I really, really love SonicBid, you know, so... think about that too.
And one more thing that, you know, before you get back into the music and all, I just want to say this, that if you really, really, really want to be taken seriously, guys, ladies, groups, get your own website. Get your own website. It doesn't, I mean, the cost of maintaining a website now has come down so drastically, it's ridiculous. And it also helps, most of the time when you go through, like, Google, Intuit, you know, whatever service you use, you have the ability to have an email account set up with that website.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's nothing wrong with using Gmail, you know, or Yahoo.com or, you know, Hotmail.com or, you know, whatever you're using
right
now. But it carries just a little bit more weight, just a little bit more weight when it says Stephen@SJFmusic.com than Stephen@gmail.com or Stephen@yahoo.com.
Yeah.
You know, it carries just a little bit more weight. And that weight is felt, you know, usually you think of weight and you think of something dropping down, like, you know, heavy to the bottom of the ocean. But in this business, that weight, it actually rises. It helps you kind of get above the pack a little bit.
Well,
so if
you're right, Stephen. I think the better that you can present yourself out there, you know, online, you know, the more recognition. I mean, you might use Facebook as your fun place. You know, it's good if you can, in a sense, separate yourself as an artist versus, you know, just your personal
right
world. But I will be honest with you, and I appreciate the fact that you mentioned this about the website. I really appreciate it when an artist has a website and is kept updated. Because when I do the features of the artists, and especially with the artists that Hassan Brown is working with, most of them have really beautiful websites. You know,
right,
they're very attractive, and they have all the information that, you know, I would need to find before, you know, I have them come on to my show. So I
right
do think that is something really, really important. And sometimes I do take the time to just go Google and see how much pops up on an artist.
Right. And it gives you more flexibility, too. Your own website, you could put anything you want on your own website. You
right
know, when you're looking at using Facebook or you know, Google or MySpace or whatever whatever else you're using, they limit you to what you can and can't do. You know, you don't have those
right
limits on your own website. You can put up there anything you want to, any kind of way you want to.
Right. And you can attach. You can link all your social networks onto your website. You can have the ticker or whatever of your tweets,
mm-hmm,
you know, put onto your website.
I've got that on mine. You know, all my tweets show up in the right side, and, you know, links to my Facebook page, and, you know, all that. You do anything you want to on your own website.
Yeah. I'm just technically challenged, so I don't know how to do all the little tricks. And you know, one day Steven's going to come out to Seattle, I'm sure, and he can teach me how to do all the fancy stuff he knows how to do. But, yeah, there's there's so much that you can do. And as Steven would tell you, there's YouTubes, you know, so you know, Flav, go look at a YouTube. It'll teach you how to do it. Okay, well.
Yeah, it will.
I just, me, I'd rather somebody teach me in person because I just do better that way. But I do understand it because I have gone to YouTube when Stevens told me to go to YouTube, and he is so correct. There are just YouTubes on how to do just all kinds of stuff, you know, on the Internet. So I definitely recommend that. But I want to thank you, my dear friend, for calling in. I always enjoy the conversations because, you know, this is one of my big, you know, things that I enjoy talking about. You know, the reason why I take this time to talk about subjects like we have today, Stephen, is because I care, you know, and what I do. You know, I believe in the underground independent artist. And if there's anything that I can do that I have learned over the years in just observing and being educated, you know, I've been blessed. I've been very, very blessed over the years to have been connected with people such as yourself, Stephen, and many others who have taught me along this journey and will continue to teach me. You know, it's just right. Like I talked about BK, you know, earlier in the show. You know, I'm old enough to be her mama, but I so admire her, and I have learned things from her. She's sharp.
Oh, man, she got it going on, definitely.
Yeah, she does, you know, and it's not just only the talent that she has. She is just, she's on top of her game. Of course, she's always learning and growing, too, you know, in this industry, you know, and as a person. But if you just watch her, she's very thoughtful. And when I say thoughtful, it's not talking about just necessarily kind, because I think that that word can be used in many ways, but she is, you know, when she writes something out, you know that she's put some thought to it. When she speaks, she's not just talking out the side of her neck. She's putting thought to what's coming out of her mouth. When she creates, you know, she's put a lot of thought and time and energy into what it is that she's creating, you know. So she's somebody that I admire and I've learned, you know, from as, you know, being a younger person, you know, than myself. So, you know, somebody said to me the other day, I think it was at the coffee shop, I think it was Stephanie, and she's like, you know what, I can learn from Kimora, you know, my four-year-old granddaughter, and she's so right. It doesn't matter. You can learn from all kinds of people that you come across in how to live life in a better way. So, again, thank you so much, Stephen, for hanging out with me and talking with me, because you know, I think it's just something important. And sometimes we just need to be reminded, you know, somebody may have never listened to one of my shows before and will have had the opportunity, you know, to hear a great message, you know, from whomever calls into the show. So thank you for being that person today.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem. So I'm going to put you back on hold, and I'm going to close out the show with a few more tracks.
Sure.
All right.
All right.
Talk to you soon.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That was Stephen Jerome Ferguson from SJF Music, who's shared a good portion of my show with me today. And I love it when Stephen calls in because he always helps things make sense when it comes to, you know, being a part of this industry. Does he have all the answers? Do I have all the answers? Of course not. And we would love to hear from other people, you know, on my shows that I open up the phone lines to. You know, this particular show is created for you to call in and promote yourself or even open up a dialogue like Stephen and I just did. But let me play a few tracks before I close out the show. And I'm going to play a piece. Baron was in the chat room earlier. I don't know if he's still listening, but I'm going to play a piece from his Love Story CD. It's a beautiful, beautiful CD, and it's definitely one that can set the tone and the mood for somebody or those special someones. This is Maybe Tonight by Baron Parker.
These are the same stars from which I usually write. Maybe it's just me. Maybe tonight I just feel unusually lonely.
right. That was Baron Parker out of Baltimore, Maryland, with his piece "Maybe Tonight" off of his Love Story CD. I want to thank everybody who came out to listen to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style Live. You never know who might call in. You never know what topics might be talked about. You never know what tracks I might play. This is kind of like one of those up in the air shows, and I love it because I love winging things. You know, I love kind of being surprised, except, you know, the prank caller that called, you know. But, hey, I guess, like Stephen said, those type of things are going to happen also. But I appreciate everybody who's been hanging out on the phone lines with us tonight. That's the interesting thing to me is how many people actually listen off of the phone. So I love all of you. To those that have been hanging out in the chat room, we've had, you know, Ruby Roberts and Patrick Domino and Jazzy, you know, hanging out in the chat room. Baron was in the chat room earlier and some guests. So thank you, everybody, who hung out with us tonight that way. And, you know, this is just how we do it every Saturday. You know, it's Flavor Coffee House. This is my baby. This is something that, you know, I just put together for people to call in, share their thoughts, promote themselves, and share some good music and good time with each other. You know, a different way of just fellowshipping, you know, with one another. So thank you. You know, there, if you go to my website, you'll notice a section that's called cooperatives. And in that particular section, people might wonder, how does an artist get a page? Actually, those are artists that I have a kind of a contract agreement with that I actually do specific work, and I'm hired to do specific work for those artists. And so this is one of the newest artists that I'm working directly with, and I'm really excited about it. I love his personality, and I love his music. It just makes me smile. There's nothing like working with an artist that just makes you feel good about working with them. One of the things that a dear friend of mine who is a manager, and he manages two artists now, but he started out with just one. He told me that if a manager really, really believes in an artist, pretty much they will seek that artist out. Because when a manager represents you, they have to really, really believe in you and, you know, be willing to go that extra mile, whatever it takes to help support you and get you in front of the right people. So to say that, this particular man, he's a very polished artist. He performs all over the world. And, you know, I call him the woo-woo man. I love his personality, but more so I really, really dig his style of music. It's that back in the day feel-good music. This song he doesn't necessarily push, but it's one of my favorite. This is When You Smile at Me by Mark Van Claggett.
can scarcely express just how you make me feel.
Again, that was Mark Van Claggett. You can find out more about him if you go to Flavor News Cooperative page. But he's got websites, Mark Van Claggett, Mark with a C, .com, or you can go to Marlex Records, M-A-R-L-E-X Records.com, which is his record label. So go check him out. I see a young man from my region, the Pacific Northwest, even though he's on the other side of the mountain from me, has entered the chat room. So you know what? Why don't I close out today with a piece by him? This is Jason F., and I am going to play Let's Ride featuring Adrian Daniel.
Do you want to ride with me, baby? Come on and let me know. We can head to the mall or hit up the liquor store. We can see where it's popping, or we can cruise without talking. And I can keep the bass knocking, or I can keep it low. Say the word and I'll pick you up if you're really down. We can dip through the city and take it out of town. We can park at the levee and sit and talk in the Chevy. Just let me know when you're ready and I'ma come around. I wanna see you riding shot and show you off to my homies. And when I gotta do a show, wanna go, we can go in the movie, then go back home and get cozy and sip a bottle of Malone. Let me know.
Let me take you on out of here, up in the car and let's go. Oh, oh. Let's fill up and drive away. Come on, girl, I'll be driving. You ride shotgun, and I'ma take you on out of here, up in the car and let's ride. Let's fill up and drive away.
Like you with me when I'm gripping on my steering wheel. And when we riding together, I like the way you feel. You're so chill, it's attractive, I like your style and fashion. I like the way you go half on it when we get the bill. I don't care where we go, I just wanna be with you. So can you jump in the car and whip in the turn or two? We can listen to the music and just be dipping and cruising. It's up to you, cause you're choosing, so tell me what it do. I wanna see you ride a shot and show you off to my homies. And when I gotta do a show, wanna go, we can go in the movie, then go back home and get cozy and sip a bottle of Malone. Let it go.
Let's ride. Let me take you on out of here, up in the car and let's go. Let's fill up and drive away. Come on, girl, I'll be driving. You ride shotgun, and I'ma take you on out of here, up in the car and let's ride. Let's fill up and drive away.
Ride with me, with me, ride with me, ride with me. Cruise with me, with me, cruise with me, cruise with me. Roll with me, with me, roll with me, roll with me. Let me know if you wanna go with me, go with me. Ride with me, with me, ride with me, ride with me. Cruise with me, with me, cruise with me, cruise with me. Roll with me, with me, roll with me, roll with me. Let me know if you wanna go with me. On my arrival, so if you ready to go, hop in my El Camino. I'll even open your door, baby. Let's roll.
Let's ride. Let me let me take you on out of here. Up in the car and let's go. Let's fill up and drive away. Come on, girl, I'll be driving. Yeah, shotgun. And I'ma take you on out of here. Up in the car and let's fill up and drive away.
All right, closing out today's show with Jason F. out of Eastern Washington with his piece, Let's Ride, featuring Adrian Daniel. I want to thank everybody who tuned into this show live, to those that listened to the show in the wings, to those hanging out in the chat room, to those that were listening on the phone, and to those that come back and check out the archives. I appreciate you, and I appreciate you becoming a fan and paying attention and listening to any of the shows that I do on Flavor News Radio. I know I can be opinionated at times, and my opinion comes from what I observe. My opinion comes from what I have learned and what I've researched, And so, and please know, it is my opinion. We can say it's my personal opinion. We could say it's my professional opinion, but it's my opinion. And as an artist, I really, really encourage you to do your own research and figure out your way to maneuver through this challenging, challenging industry that you've chosen to be a part of. If you're a fan, I hope you dig the music that I play, and I'd love to hear from you, too, if you want to share your thoughts. You can go over to the website and send me a message directly off of the website on the contact page, or you can send me an email to radio@flavornews.com. I would really love to hear from the fans and listeners of Flavor News Radio. So take care, God bless, and help spread the word about what we do here at Flavor News and Flavor News Radio in support of a variety of underground independent artists.
Are you ready? We'll be right back.